Oh my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
Hello, my friends.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Crew.
Thank you.
I can Tina review.
Big Brother in the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are, the Replacements.
It's the Balcony.
Oh, it is. It is. It is. It's total Balcony madness. Crazy fun stuff.
Or music.
Or music.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Yeah. All of the above.
It's all happening on balconyradio.com, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. And like Scott said, thanks for joining us. You took all the words out of my mouth.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, we're Balcony Radio. You think you're blah, blah. But you said it all. So let's just start the show, I guess.
All right. Well, we're going to do some rocking.
Oh, man, are we?
We're going to do some rocking, children.
Yeah. So it's time. Like Scott said, it's time to rock and roll. You really just, do you need me here tonight?
They don't need either one of us here tonight.
Nah, not with this show.
No, this is pure fucking punk. That's all it is. Sock Rock and Beats, episode 15.
Punk music.
Pure punk.
Yeah, so I was looking through our website, balconyradio.com. You should go there and visit it all the time.
Yes.
I was looking through the old episodes in the series, in the Sock Rock and Beats series, and I see that we've done a couple thematic shows. We did a rock shows in the 90s, rock of the 80s. And originally I was thinking, we should do a rock of the 2000s, like 2000 to 2010.
Yes.
And then I remembered rock sucked in 2000 to 2010.
Mostly.
And I did not want to play the Strokes or Interpol or any of that bull-ish. What I wanted is 2.5 to 4 chords at most.
Okay.
2 minutes.
Okay.
Rock and roll.
That's very, very easy to accomplish.
Where are you going to go if you need that in your life?
You're going to dip back into the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think so.
And early 80s, a little bit in the early 80s.
So this is going to be some classic punk rock from the 70s and a little from the 80s.
I believe we're going about 77 to maybe 82, 83-ish.
Yeah.
Let's see. Can I scroll down? Yeah. I think Susie is maybe the most... No, that's an early Susie record. Oh, man.
Yeah,
I want to say Bad Brains is maybe the most recent thing we're playing.
Probably, or Fugazi. I don't know.
Or maybe you're right. It's 13 songs by Fugazi, which is 80. Can you click on that?
What? Yeah.
No, the record.
Yeah, let's see here.
Ah, you're fired.
I'm fired.
But what we wanted to do, yeah, click on it there. I don't think we've ever played them on the show either. 1989. Oh, that's the only one that steps out. The rest of them are in the early 80s. So or the mid to late 70s. So what we're doing is we just want to rock, and
that's all.
The inspirado for this episode was a book that you have that you lent me.
Oh yeah,
that I devoured. It's one of those ones where I don't know how I hadn't read it yet. It's the Please Kill Me, Legs McNeils and Gillian. What's her name? The co-writer. I forgot the co-writer. The lady who helped him write it.
Sorry. I've forgotten it too.
Damn it.
Oh, well. Anyway, it's the Please Kill Me book, Legs McNeil. It's a great oral history of punk rock, or the early days of punk rock. And they've just updated it too.
Gillian McCain.
There you go.
Yeah, they just re-released it, getting ready because they're about to put out another book about the Manson family. Did you hear about this?
Oh, I did not.
Yes.
Wow.
The two of them have been researching and doing interviews for like 30 years to put out the Manson book, is what they said.
Wow. Okay.
So that's supposed to be due out within the next year. I'm very excited about that.
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds really...
So yes, so Scott lent me the book Please Kill Me. I devoured it within like 3 days maybe. Like, and this is
very gripping, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, while going to work and living a life, and I just couldn't put it down. It was so good.
Yeah.
And I love oral history books, and this is maybe the best one I've ever read.
Okay.
And,
wow, that's a great compliment.
Yeah.
You should read the follow-up. We've got the Neutron Bomb. That's even... It's
yeah,
just
that's on
good.
My list. I just read the West Coast punk one. What was it called?
Got the Neutron Bomb.
No. There's another one that John Doe just put out.
Oh.
That's the one that I read. I got it for Christmas.
Okay.
I forgot what it's called, but it's really good. And now I'm reading the oral history of the beginning of hip hop, which won the National Book Award a couple of years ago.
All right.
And it's very good as well.
All right.
But Please Kill Me is still the best. And what that book does is it charts the first generation of punk music, which is basically 1977 to 1980 or so.
Yes.
But what it does in charting that, it still has to give you a little background about where the music came from. So actually, that book starts in 1967 with a little band that we're starting with tonight.
There you go.
Who are the real inventors of punk music.
Oh, there you go.
And literally 10 years ahead of their time.
Wow. Okay.
And had to be arrested because they were just too goddamn loud.
Great segue, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the book starts with these two bands because they are the progenitors of punk rock. So really, punk rock, Midwestern invention.
Midwest, that's where it comes from. Definitely. Yeah. Absolutely.
These guys from outside Detroit. Iggy is from where? Like, he's from
Ypsilanti.
Ypsilanti, which is on the, is that on the, where in the hand is that?
I'm not sure, actually.
Is that an upper peninsula or upper, is that in?
That might be upper peninsula.
Is he a Youper?
It might be. I think
that explains the accent.
Yes.
So, and then eventually those guys wind up in New York and then all hell breaks loose and now you got rock and roll. So there you go.
Right on.
We're going to start with the MC5 and this is where punk begins. Kick out the jams.
Searching kitchen to their floor. And honey, I'm the world's forgotten boy, the one who's searching only to destroy. And in the dead of night, love in the middle of a firefight. Mother gotta strike me blind. Somebody gotta save my soul. Baby, penetrate my mind. Oh, I'm the world's forgotten boy, the one who's searching, searching to destroy. The world's forgotten boy, the
You don't have to worry about that anymore, Johnny. Nobody's going to be waiting for you. You can go any way you want now through the Berlin Wall since it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
But it was fun while it lasted, I guess. Got a song out of it called Holiday in the Sun from Nevermind the Bollocks. That's the Sex Pistols. Okay.
It's a record I have not checked out in so long.
Isn't it funny how that song is now almost antiquated? Or how would you look at it? Could it be like
that
a...
That song, that is a timepiece now.
Is that a timepiece?
Yeah, because he's talking about the Berlin Wall. And just, no, it's like...
The Berlin what? You know, people will go like, Berlin what?
Yeah. Does he say West Germany at all in the song? Or does he just say Berlin? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Does he say West or East? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Well, that's a different... That's a, also another weird concept, there being two Germanies. Like, that's... weird.
Like that's right.
There used to be two of them.
Isn't that wild?
There's a good one and a bad one.
So there you go. Capturing the Time was Johnny Rotten and the Sex Pistols. Just a plain old rock and roll bar band, that's all.
Yeah, they're really great, and Nevermind the Bollocks really stands the test of time. I'm going to be listening to the whole thing tomorrow, probably.
Yeah, sure.
And I haven't listened to it in so long, and it was one of those Reach for It a Lot records when I was in my late teens.
Absolutely.
Because it just kicks ass. It's really good.
It's rocks.
It's got no slow songs, and it's short and compact, and Johnny can really write.
My vinyl is thrashed.
Really?
Really thrashed, yeah. I'm surprised that the cover looks still looks as good.
Oh,
as
it looks
does.
Really great. Yeah, I love your vinyl. I've never held it in my hand before. It's felt so nice. I've only seen it. I had it on cassette, and I had it on CD, and now I have it in the fucking cloud or whatever it is that I have it on now.
Oh.
I've never held the vinyl before, so that felt nice.
Oh, all right. There you go.
Felt good.
Right on.
So anyway,
what was in that set, man?
We started with the beginnings of punk rock, the fourth, I guess, the Five Fathers?
The Five Fathers,
the
yeah,
MC5 with Kick Out the Jams.
Good one.
From their debut record, Kick Out the Jams, which Scott said off-air, the best thing ever. Smart band. Their debut record, a live record.
Live record.
Balls.
Smart.
Smart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cheap.
Yeah. And rocking.
It's like, this is what you want it to sound like.
Raw and rocking.
That's all it cost was the cost of renting the hall.
There you go.
And
pretty
then
much.
Hiring a guy to be sober for an hour and a half.
To record it.
That's it. And the record is really, really great. Those people got a show, man.
Totally. It was at the Grand Ballroom in Detroit, Michigan.
It was was that Halloween 68? Nice. Or 67? 68? No, I think it's 68.
68,
yeah. And then we moved on to the Stooges, with featuring the recently inducted into the Hall of Fame Iggy Pop.
Woo-hoo!
Way to go!
All right, Iggy.
So long deserved. Jesus Christ!
Right on, man.
Iggy should have been in decades ago.
Oh yes.
Iggy Pop and the Stooges. Oh man, doing Search and Destroy from Raw Power, one of the greatest records ever. If you're looking for something that's going to make you want to drive fast or punch somebody, or just, I don't know, if you got stuff to do and you want to make it seem like it's happening in no time,
right?
Raw Power.
That's it. Just go drive into that one.
Seriously.
Either version is really great.
Yeah. Oh man. And then Richard Hell with Love Comes in Spurts from his debut record, Blank Generation. Mm-hmm. I guess that one was just credited to Richard Hell. Usually you'll see it, Richard and the Voidoids as the...
We'll still call it the Richard Hell and the Voidoids, I think.
Let's call it that.
Yeah.
And from Blank Generation, which is one of the best and most danceable records of the punk generation.
Oh,
that
guy
swings like a mofo. He really does.
Which punk rock
doesn't do, but the Richard Hell, like, I don't know. He's got a real Gene Pitney kind of... You can tell he listened to a lot of 50s rock and roll.
Definitely. Most definitely.
I
was trying to think of the one guitarist who just escapes me. Not Gene Pitney.
I know who you're thinking with the Dell and the Blue Caps, that guy.
Yes.
Damn it.
Oh, well.
I would have gotten you a few minutes ago.
Yes.
But this is some good greenery you got growing us.
Okay. I can't remember the name of the Blue Caps guy.
Yeah.
Anyway. Go ahead. Oh,
wow. And then the Ramones did 53rd and 3rd from their debut record, interestingly called The Ramones, which also, as you know, if you're a historic music nerd, recorded on the cheap. I believe they cost them less than $1,000. It was a one-day kind
of... Gene Vincent.
Gene Vincent, thank you. It was a one-day kind of recording, if I remember, the first Ramones record. And then the Sex Pistols did Holidays in the Sun from their only album. Well, I guess you can call it that. Their other releases have come out, but they're kind of like just mashed together stuff.
Yes.
Their only proper release while they were an actual band, never mind the Bullocks, here's the Sex Pistols, which if you don't have, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Seriously. It's a classic, absolutely.
You got to have it.
In one form or another. You know, and I think they've probably reissued it on vinyl again. I think it's...
I wouldn't be surprised if it's getting remastered and all that stuff.
Yes, but there's nothing like the original, just single record mastered for 40 minutes, and it's just...
It's loud.
Loud and
it's
wonderful.
Very loud.
Yeah. No, you put the headphones on and you just go, goodbye ears.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Say,
okay, speaking of wonderful.
Yes, speaking of goodbye ears, yeah. Here's some noise.
Noise from 1977. This is The Germs. This is Lexicon Devil.
You turn the world. think we've got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Dick Tracy. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
You're listening to The Balcony.
Oh, man, you're using radio voice? I didn't use radio voice.
You're on the balcony.
This is Balcony Radio.
Let us burn in smoke too. While we stood in the glory.
party. I dance all night. I drink 16 beers in the side of a mind. When I'm chilling, you're out of luck. I'm rolling down the stairs too drunk to fuck. I'm too drunk to fuck. I like the stories. I love the gun. Shoot after twice as I love the world of fun. But in my room, wish you were dead. You fall like a baby in a razor head. I do the run to fuck. Do the run to fuck. It's all I need right now. Do the run to fuck. You took a run to fuck. You drank to fuck. I said stop the hitting the cold. You drank to fuck. I got a truck. My head's a mess. The only salvation is I'll never see you again. You give me head. It makes it worse. Take out your fucking retainer and put it in your purse. I'm too drunk to fuck. You're too drunk to fuck. Too drunk to fuck. It's all I need right now. Oh, baby, I'm feeling like an ass-made pot. Oh, baby, and now I got diarrhea. Too drunk to fuck. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh. All right, there we go.
Oh, God.
Wait. Somebody hold his hair back.
Yeah, oh, I think he's going to be all right.
Yeah, he's fine.
Dead
just
Kennedys.
Don't, just make him sleep on his side. He's all right.
Yeah, exactly. Dead Kennedys, too drunk to something.
Yes.
Give me convenience or
too
give me
too drunk to
death.
Punk.
Too drunk to punk. I don't think everybody ever too drunk to punk. Well, I guess you can be.
I have. Yeah, it's happened to me. It's never happened to you?
Oh, I guess it has. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, it's definitely happened to me.
Yeah, yeah, this has. In a manner of speaking, it has. You know. It's a kind of a long story. Yeah,
is it an ether binge?
It was something like that.
Were you from an early Irish novel?
It was binging of several things, actually.
Hey-o.
Yeah. Anyway.
Quaaludes?
A couple of things.
Oh.
Yeah.
Name one of them.
Cocaina? Speed.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you got to mix things with that. That's never fun on its own.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Speed and grass was pretty much what I was doing mm-hmm. when I was younger. Yes.
Yes, and who hasn't?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's so it goes. So it goes. I was doing it a lot. It's like so much so that a lot of my youth is like a blur.
Gone.
No, those brain cells died years ago. It's a horrible, horrible story.
Oh, I understand, buddy.
My dreadful, horrible, nothing story.
Should I read it off?
Yes, please.
All right, let me do it, and then you're doing the plugs. All right. So we started with the Germs doing Lexicon Devil, which we pulled off a punk collection, because I don't think that shows up on any of their records, does it? Or on their record?
Lexicon Devil is on their first record.
Only record.
Their only record was allegedly
it
produced.
Again?
It's...
I forgot what it was called.
It's
if
just
I didn't
called
write it down.
O. I think it's just an O.
Is that what it is?
I don't think it's got an actual name. I don't believe it does anyway.
Did you ever see that movie about them, the What We Do Is Secret?
No, I did not.
I didn't either.
That would be an amazing show. I would imagine it must be a great, great movie.
I don't know. I never saw it, never heard. I don't know anyone that's seen it, and I don't remember how it was reviewed, but I know there is a film out there.
Yes.
About Darby Crash.
That's right.
Who was a mess.
Big mess.
And then Sukshi and the Banshees did Love yeah. in a Void from their her and their record Join Hands. That was a good one.
Yeah.
And then Antipasti, great name for a band, Antipasti, did No Government from their record The Last Call. And then Vice Squad did Last Rockers, which is from, that's one we pulled from another punk collection that we really want you to check out called The Complete Punk Singles.
Yes.
If you go to Singles Collection, just go into Spotify and type in Complete Punk Singles Collection and you are welcome.
You are just going to have some fun.
And then we finished up there with the Dead Kennedys, a Too Drunk to Punk. Too Fuck to Drunk, I don't know. From Give Me Convenience or Give Me Death, one of their later records, before Jello decided that he was a full-time poet.
Well, I guess the record for the Germs record would be called G.I.
It's G.I., that's right.
Yeah. In parentheses. So there you go. G.I. in parentheses.
Yes.
Okay. Far out, man.
And here is Scott with the plugs, you punks.
Yeah, man. Don't you better listen up. You better got to get it right here, man. BalconyRadio.com is our website. And we have an email address, which is, which is balconyradio@gmail.com. So you can send stuff to there and we'll write back to you. So there you go, balconyradio@gmail.com. The website, balconyradio.com, has stuff. It has our stream. Monday through Friday, we play just about everything we have in our 60,000 or so track collection. And then on Sunday, we play narrow things down to jazz. So it's all things for everybody. We try and give a little bit for everybody there on our stream. Covering all quadrants. Yes, indeed. BalconyRadio.com. And you can also listen to all of our past episodes. We have 24 different shows that you can listen to and download for your listening pleasure, covering all styles and genres of music. It's too much to handle for two people. It's unbelievable how we do this, ladies and gentlemen. We've done it for 10 years. Yes, indeed. And the shows are all there. And you can hear all of past episodes of Sock Rock and Beats and everything else there at balconyradio.com. And you can also subscribe to the RSS feed, and you can click on that. And Anthony, before you could probably tell us what the feed burner site address is. sorry about that. Okay, we'll let us. Sorry. Okay, so he'll tell you about the feed burner stuff here in just a second while he gets his shit together. Sorry, bud.
So if you want to check out the RSS feed and listen to the last 10 recent podcast episodes, go to feeds.feedburner.com/balconyradiofm. feeds.feedburner.com/balconyradiofm. Check it out.
Thank you. Go back to a call. There he goes. So there you go. That's subscribe to our RSS feed. You can also check us out in the social media area. First off, on Facebook at facebook.com/balconyradiofm. Just type it in and we'll pop right up. And you can also check us out on Instagram. We are at Balcony Radio, and we do all kinds of fun stuff at on the Instagram account as well. So it's all good.
Did you tell them not to follow our Twitter?
Oh, yes, don't follow the Twitter.
Yeah, don't follow at Balcony Radio on Twitter. Don't bother.
We don't do anything there.
No, we really don't. Like, it's not a joke when we're saying, you know, like, don't bother. Like, we really want you to go there and some reverse psychology bullshit. No, like, we really are telling
you. We really, really do not.
Don't waste your time.
No, there's nothing.
We don't tweet.
We don't tweet. So there you go. Okay, so there you go, kids. Hope you enjoy all that. We got a lot of great music coming up.
Can we bring some ladies into the room, please?
We need a lady here. We just had one with Vice Squad here, but we got another one stepping here in here with X-Ray Specs.
Let's clear the room.
This is polystyrene in front of X-Ray Specs.
Don't forget her name. She'll punch you in the neck, man.
She'll come back from the dead and punch me in the neck. That is for sure. Polystyrene, X-Ray Specs. Oh, bondage.
Up yours.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think, oh, bondage, up yours! 1, 2, 3, 4! Bye.
This is The Balcony.
The Velvet Underground.
I'm talking about none other than Bootsy Collins.
In
of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
The Yardbirds.
Chuck Berry.
Paul Quinn.
Your
Ike and Tina Review.
Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are. The Replacement.
Earholes. Plural.
Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
For you. Hey.
it's a promise.
You bought a sterilized hypo to shoot a sex machine drug. It got 24 hours.
Johnny Hit and Run Pauline. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. From the great X. I'm so emotional.
Right there?
From the great album Los Angeles by the great band
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Johnny Hit and Run Pauline. Classic, classic track.
Yes. Great stuff. So should I read it? You're sounding a little weak voice tonight, man.
I think the vocal cords are a little stretched for usage here tonight. Well, it's been a long week, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, you've been hard at work.
I'm stressed, man. I'm stressed out.
We started with X-Ray Specs doing Oh Bondage Up Yours.
Yours. Oh Bondage. If I can scream like that, I can never leave the house.
We pulled that from a collection of theirs called Germ-Free Adolescence, which is a recently released best of that we totally recommend checking out.
Yes.
And then we moved over the pond to Stiff Little Fingers doing Alternative Ulster, and that was from their best of called All the Best, which we also recommend checking out. They had a very long career and put out many records.
Yes, they certainly did.
And then we moved on to a very underrated band, another English import of The Damned, who were there from the beginning of punk in England.
That's right.
And this is track one from their great record, Machine Gun Etiquette, Love Song. Great way to start an album, Jesus. And then Minor Threat doing Minor Threat.
Man.
Because Minor Threat.
Ian MacKaye and the boys.
Oof.
Oh, yeah.
We pulled that from their a collection called The First 2 7 Inches, which is some very old and very thrashy punk. And
very much.
Really worth it if you have a pair of Doc Martens still in your house. You should really check it out. And they finished up there with X, maybe the best band ever produced out of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
With the song Johnny Hit and Run Pauline from their record Los Angeles.
There you go.
Not bad.
Produced by Ray Manzarek.
That's right. Manzarek.
Manzarek. The late, the great.
So,
yeah, man.
Yeah, that's a band that you can't go wrong with any of their albums. X is always good.
X is great. And my favorite album by them is Under a Big Black Sun, which is the name of that book we were trying to
Yeah, that's the punk book, the history of West Coast punk, that another oral history book that we totally recommend. That one is super cool because unlike other oral histories, which kind of bounce around between voices, that one has people write a chapter at a time. And then John Doe does most of it. He does, I think there's maybe, if it's a dozen chapters, he writes maybe four or five of them.
Okay.
And then other people from the LA area each take a chapter or two. And it's just such a good read.
Wow.
Because it really becomes like a point of view of the scene, but like one person's point of view at a time. So it's almost like a Rashomon kind of thing.
Yeah, you get one story told by three different people, and they go, "No, that's not what happened. This is what happened."
Yeah, they all kind of agree on what happened. Yeah. But it just there's a lot of stories. Yeah, is the thing.
That's right. There certainly is.
Everyone agrees, like, "Oh, that was fucked up," but it was just like, "Oh yeah, it was one of many fucked up things that happened."
So it goes. So goes the punk.
Exactly.
They talk about the Mask, I'm sure.
That was
great club.
Oh yeah, since I always push you to read more because I know you take public transport every day.
Yes,
and yet you don't take a book with you.
No, I don't.
If I lend you this book, will you actually read it? It's really good.
Which one?
The Under the Big Black Sun book.
Oh, you have it?
Yes, I did. Oh. I read it in literally 2 days.
Well, I think I might just do that.
All right, I'll bring it over.
Thank you.
Because you kept my copy of The Right Stuff for like 5 years. I know.
That's a whole different
mindset. It's a whole different awesome book, isn't it?
It's a great book.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a wonderful book.
You should read it and that'll prove your opinion.
I saw a wonderful movie.
Called The Right Stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That's your favorite movie.
It's one of my favorites. Okay. It's top 10.
Does it make you cry?
Yeah. I don't know why, because it's just like, oh, man.
Wow.
It's just rousing. It's very rousing. The part that gets me is when they go to Australia with the Aboriginal guy, and he's like, "Oh, he can guide you. He's been to all these stars.
That's
and the
right.
Planets.
The guy that that sends the sparks into the
and
sky."
And they show the guy, and he's like zonked out in all the peyote in the world.
Oh yeah, sure, I can do that.
Oh yes, I'll take you there. Such a good movie.
Oh, wonderful.
Anyway, let's get back to the punk rock.
Yeah.
And
LA's own.
Oh Jesus.
Circle Jerks.
Here we go.
Coming up. Live Fast, Die Young.
I don't wanna live to be 43. Zappa,
Joni Mitchell,
Neil Diamond.
Somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area.
The Mamas and the Papas.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-Hour Fitness.
The Guard.
Captain Beefheart.
From the Birds.
There are two men on the third floor of an nondescript apartment building with a very old mixing board. On the balcony.
But you run away to a barrack queen. You stop up your sweet 16. Everyone knows you're a coward and beat your mind. Said everyone knows you're a coward and beat your mind. Oh, yeah. Look for love on a one-way street. Been down with every man you meet. But stripping in a dancing and about some dance for the latest sensation in town. But while you're performing on your lemon skin sheet, the road is all keeping the beat. If there is sleep with the meat between your cavities and a case of water on the knees. Everyone knows you're a cat with a medium mile.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Dead Boys caught with the meat in your mouth. Young, loud, and snotty.
Snotty? Okay. So, yes, they are predominantly featured in the Please Kill Me book. Yeah, they're fucked up, the Dead Boys. I believe they're the ones that jerked off into the chili, I believe, is how that goes. Punk rock.
We started with The Clash.
No, we started with The Circle Jerks.
Oh, we started with The Circle Jerks.
Oh, you feel well enough to read one, do you?
No, we started... Did we?
Yeah, we started with The Circle Jerks.
Oh, okay. We started with The Circle Jerks. I feel well enough to read
it. Let's hear it.
Live Fast, Die Young, a classic from their album, a classic punk record, Group Sex. Group Sex. Group Sex. Yes. Great record. So check out The Circle Jerks. Keith Morris and the crew. Then The Clash right after that. And I'm so bored with the USA from their very first record.
I love The Clash so much.
A classic, great record. One great song after another on that one. And then the Bad Brains straight out of D.C. with Sail On. It was in there somewhere.
Probably their hardest song, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely a burning track. The studio was never the same after that.
No, that's why they had to switch to reggae music.
Yeah, really.
we blew these speakers out, man. Yeah, all right, let's play some dub then, I guess.
Yeah, something to keep the paint on the walls, I guess. And then the Bags right after that, Alice Bag and so forth, and Survive.
Representing East L.A. Whoop, whoop.
All right. Some brown-eyed punk. The Bags and Survive, and then we finished up with the Dead Boys caught with the meat in your mouth, young, loud, and snotty. So there you go, punk rock to bust your ass.
I can't disagree, man. That's what it does.
That's what it does. I love 100%.
I really feel like if I were in the time, I would have gone to CBGBs. I really feel like I think I would have been one of those people. Wouldn't have been a regular thing, but I would have gone if able to.
Yeah, exactly.
That's one of those scenes I think I would have been really into, I think.
Punk scene.
You were of the age. Were you into punk? You were more into prog music at that age.
Well, I went
to
a couple of punk shows.
Who did you see?
I've seen X a couple of times.
You've seen X, yeah.
And I've seen Grave. I've seen 45 Grave. Mm-hmm. I saw them down on the club that was down on Santa Monica Boulevard. And I saw, let's see, who else did I see? Well, like I said, things are a little hazy from back in those days. But I know I went to a few shows back in the day. I just can't think of the name of them.
That good.
Yeah. But I have seen X like 4 times.
That's worth it. Yeah.
That's
really all you need to do in some ways.
Yeah.
They cover all your punk and country music.
I've got a lot of records. I got a lot of vinyl. Yeah. A lot of punk on vinyl. A lot of compilations and stuff back
there. A lot of crackles.
So stuff I played on the radio when I was on KCSN. Mm. So when I was once a month, I would play like.
You do a punk show?
I'd do a punk show.
That's
so
great.
So that was very fun. From 2 to 4 a.m. From 2 to 5 a.m.
Perfect time.
Anyway. Let's get back into the show.
We got one last set, and we're starting with another one of the pillars of the punk rock movement, a guy who was there from the very beginning and unfortunately has left us, but he's out there somewhere in the universe playing really loud, man.
He's playing it. He's playing it loud and mean and nasty.
Here's Johnny Thunders with One Track Mind.
Well, you tried it just for once, found it alright for kicks, but now you find out that it's a habit that sticks, and you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with dirty magazines, so your mother wants to know what all the stains on your jeans, and you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Getting herself, but you still keep a beat in your meat to pulp, and you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. You're a kick Casanova, you're a no Joseph. It's a live on a fucking yourself to death. Orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Christmas cakes, butchers, assistants and bellhops. You've had them all here and there. Children of God and the joy strings. International women with nobody hair. Ooh, so well you're asking in an alley and your voice ain't steady. The sex mechanics are off, you're more than ready. You're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Johnny won't fuck you always and always. Got the energy, he will amaze. He's an orgasm addict. He's an orgasm addict. He's always at it. He's always at it. And he's an orgasm addict. He's an orgasm addict.
Oh, he did. Orgasm addict. That is the Buzzcocks. From the Singles Going Steady.
Yes. Record. Which is one of the best rock albums ever, man. It's really great.
Just kills, just burns, as Buzzcocks always burn, man.
Ton of good tracks on that one.
Wonderful stuff.
Do you feel well enough to read the last set?
I think I might be able to feel good enough to do that.
Okay. Step up to the plate.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm in the bullpen ready here.
We started with Johnny Thunders and...
The Heartbreakers.
The Heartbreakers, thank you. And one track, mine, from LAMF, which has been released... in 2012, it's released with the Lost 77 Sessions. Four disc set. It's huge. It's monstrous. So that you can follow up on LAMF, a great punk record. Maybe a little bit overrated.
No, it's really good.
But there's still some really great stuff on it. Some really good stuff.
I totally recommend checking out Johnny Thunders, though. His earlier material is kick ass.
Absolutely. Most definitely. And that was one track mine. Great stuff. And then we had Fugazi from Washington, D.C., from their 13 songs record and Give Me the Cure. Boy. Well, so we had two from Ian MacKaye tonight. We had Fugazi and we had who else? We had
Minor Threat.
Minor Threat. There you go. So there you go. Yeah. That's right. Give me the Cure was the name of that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bush Tetra's coming in there, some post-punk for you from Boom in the Night. I can't even read anymore. Boom in the Night. Too Many Creeps was the name of that track.
It's a great song.
And Fear, the band that tore up the stage on Saturday Night Live.
Band. They are banned.
They are a band of bands.
Yeah, no, they're still banned.
They are a band. That's true. They are sort of still together, aren't they?
No, but they're still banned from Saturday Night Live. Remember, they're one of the few bands that are banned.
Oh, they are banned. That is true.
They're banned. The Replacements are banned.
Are they really?
Yes. And there are a couple other bands that are banned.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I do
can't
know
swear that, on the show.
I do know that there's several of them, but Fear, they were like one of the first, I think.
Yes.
Something like that. But we heard I Love Living in the City.
Elvis Costello was banned for a long time, too.
Oh, was he? Oh, yeah.
For switching songs.
For switching songs, that's right.
He got banned for like a couple decades. And the other people that got banned are all performers. But yeah, I know this from reading the oral history of the SNL book.
Okay.
Look at it. It all goes full circle.
Oh, my goodness.
That is also one of the other best oral history books is the Saturday Night Live one and the ESPN one. Okay. Oofa, those are good.
All right.
The MTV one is all right.
So there you go. There are your book reviews for the night. Mm-hmm. Orgasmatic finished things up from the Buzzcocks.
Little recommendation station for you.
So there's your literary corner here.
Yes.
ending.
Yeah, read more books about stuff happening. It's great.
Ending Sock Rock and Beats episode 15. Pure fucking punk.
Punk, punk,
what,
punk.
What punk thing to do then, to talk about oral histories?
Yeah, exactly. Read some books. Don't watch fucking TV.
Yeah.
Punk.
Oh, yeah. Screw TV.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing good on TV.
That's right.
No television shows.
Yeah, look at this. You're listening to two guys who have cut the cord. You don't have television.
I don't have cable. I cut cable cord in 2002.
That's true. You're a very old school cable cutter. You switched to I'm just going to watch movies a very long time ago.
I feel old.
It's only been
so
within the last
happier.
Few years that you got the smart TV, and that's just so you could watch stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know.
Which is still not TV and better than
it
TV.
Was so fun to bring my cable box back to my cable provider, you know.
Here, take this.
Take this.
I have no need for this.
I have no need with everything. Just get it away from me. They hate that so much.
It's like, you throw it away.
Yeah, exactly. You take care of it. Anyway, we're going to get out of here. We're going with the Sock Rock and Beats episode 15. Hope you like that. Let us know what you think. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Contact us via email, balconyradio@gmail.com. Find us on the Facebook and the Twitter. Just search Balcony Radio. Do not bother following us on Insta. Oh, I'm sorry. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Do not bother following us on Twitter.
No.
That is a waste of time. But we're very, very active on Facebook and Insta. So check us out there. We always put up cool music stuff. And then check out the show every Sunday.
Right on, man. Okay. So we're going to get on out of here.
High priestess of punk herself.
Oh, we're going to, the true icon of punk rock, Patti Smith.
Lady Armpit Hair herself.
From her classic record, Horses.
Great album.
We're going to listen to a live version of My Generation.
Oh.
See ya.
Later.
Talking about my generation. My generation. My generation.
John Cale.
Try to put us down.
Think about my generation.
Oh my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
Hello, my friends.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Crew.
Thank you.
Ike and Tina Review.
Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are, the Replacements.
It's the Balcony.